Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Football Land!
Football Land! Football Land! Football Land!
Welcome to day 200-ish of Football Land. We're building the world's biggest theme park, centred entirely on football, in the football world, in Qatar, ready for the World Cup in Qatar in 2022 in Qatar. With me is Mark Davidson, Lord Sir Chief Ride Engineer. Hello, Mark.
Hello. I think you put a D in the middle of my name there. There's no D in the middle of my name.
And Ryan, the intern. How are you, Ryan? Been interning, have we?
Yeah, that and I'm not where we said we were.
Right, okay, mate. We all said we'd go to Saudi Arabia to be with Mark because we're going to get a macro vision of the Middle East as a football entity. We were in Doha. Mark was in Jeddah. So we've gone over to Jeddah. And I even sat with you in departures at Doha Airport for a couple of hours while you were looking for a cable to charge your phone. Then I lost contact with you. I thought you were on the flight with me. What happened, Ryan?
You remember that bloke that got chucked off the plane?
Yeah, I do. I do. I do. In midair. Is that normal? I thought they ground the flight.
Yeah. No. It was rather harsh. And it was a case of mistaken identity, but when you're thrown off a plane at 20,000 feet with a chute, you know, sort of fair, but sort of not fair at the same time. So no, I'm back in the UK.
Did you make any money for charity off that parachute jump?
I didn't.
That is selfish. That's really selfish, mate.
Did the person throwing you out the plane, did he chuck himself out the plane with a video camera and try to flog you a 30-second... highlights reel.
Yeah, no, I mean, all my belongings were still on the plane, so if you could track those down, that would be great.
I will ask, the carousel guys to see if they've still got it. It should be rolling around. I think it carries on rolling until someone takes the last bag off.
Right.
So I think it might still be rolling.
For sort of 90% of global emissions, aren't they?
They are, especially if people get chucked out of planes and never claim them. All right, well, you're in UK.
Well,
I'm in Saudi Arabia in the Holiday Inn. Mark, what hotel are you in? Marriott?
No, I thought I was coming to meet you in Doha, so I'm in Doha. But it is nice here. I can. It's good for my imagination in that I can see the park in my mind. I just need to actually make it not in my mind, make it in real life. But it's going to be great.
Okay, lads, the best thing to do then, instead of starting building this week, let's come up with three new ride ideas for Football Land, and then I think we start building in earnest next week.
Yep,
okay, all right, let's go.
I'm going to Football Land, to Football Land, to Football Land. I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
It's not built yet.
Okay, lads, I have an idea for a ride. It's an experience slash ride related to the world of football.
Slash
I'd like
ride.
To pitch to you.
It's wee-wee.
It's not
more wee-wee.
No, it's not about wee. It's not about anything like that. It's called the Rebecca Vardy Escape Room. We don't have a single escape room in Football Land, do we? They're all the rage. Everyone goes on them on stag do's, birthday parties. You get into a room about the size of a small bungalow living room, and you've got to solve, basically you sit in there for an hour until you're allowed out, and you pay about 30 quid a person for it.
Are they good? I've never done one. I kind of don't see the point, but I'm willing to be convinced.
Well, this one's going to be great. If you're going to do one, do the Rebecca Vardy escape room. Now, I'm sure you're all following the trial.
Yes.
Which might have finished by the time this goes out, but I think people need to memorialise it. You know, it's caught the public attention. And I think people would like to pretend that they were in the courtroom, much as they are doing now. Everyone's obsessed with it. So let's put people in the Rebecca Vardy trial. You can play Rebecca Vardy's lawyer, okay? And you're tasked with getting Rebecca Vardy off.
Ooh.
Not sexually, getting her free, walking a free woman. You know, imagine like
how Nelson Mandela felt. Is she going to... There's not a custodial sentence in the...
I don't think we can... I think to get the intrigue up, I don't think we just go with Rebecca Vardy said a few Instagram posts and like leaked details about Colleen Rooney to the press. I think we ought to go bigger.
Okay.
But I think we need to stay true to the trial so that people know what's going on. And I think the trial should be, you've got to get Rebecca Vardy out because she's on trial for murdering Peter Andre over the size of his penis. That's the main piece of information we've taken from this trial, that she had sexual intercourse with Peter Andre and he had a cock the size of a chipolata. That is what people have been focusing on. So I think we make that the focus of the trial. It's a giant courtroom drama. She could go down for life, but you're her lawyer and you're getting her off. Not getting her off sexually, as I said, not getting off with like Peter Andre's penis. She has cut off his penis and she's chucked it in the North Sea.
Oh, crikey.
Hucked it off and she's chucked it in the North Sea. And you have got to get her out of there, a free woman.
And as a subplot, it's washed up in South End and it's been sold as a winkle.
Well,
cockles and winkles, as previously attached to Peter Andre.
As we know from a barnacle on the side of a ship, you just see a ship go past Peter Andre's midriff attached to it. All right, guys.
Insania.
I think actually that could be one of the, you know, evidence gathering mini games in the trial. You have to get into a big giant vat of water to search for a tiny penis at the bottom. You know, one of these escape rooms have lots of mini games, Mark, and we need to... You know, another mini game could be you've got to do a courtroom sketch of Wayne Rooney. There's so many different things, you know, only after piecing all of these jigsaw puzzle bits together. I think we have to have a
Mr. Potato Head as a life model for that. what do you mean there's mini games? So you can pay 30 quid, go into an escape room, the rest of your stag do are busy solving a puzzle and you're just playing Tetris in the corner.
No, you're all like, basically they're like, oh, this is perfect for between 3 and 6 people. So they've got to think of things that 3 and 6 people can simultaneously do, make a triangle or look for some clue behind a map or
I mean, escape rooms, like, they're, I don't know, never done one, but they look really easy because most people that I know that have done one have got out and they're, I would say, below average intelligence. So. I'm not going to bother wasting my time.
It all sounds very horribly touchy-feely team bonding corporate away day type bullshit.
Yeah, I don't like people, let alone teams, you know.
Yeah. We had to do one which was like a casino heist and there was like a piece of video evidence.
Not allowed to be called Ocean's 11 for contractors.
And we spent ages trying to do it, and it turned out one of us had accidentally pressed HDMI 2 on the monitor. So we spent ages. I think we spent more time trying to get the TV to work.
Is that why you think there's mini games?
These mini games. Yeah, that must have been one of them. Just work. It's like it felt like you were a teacher in the '90s in front of a school kit.
I accidentally changed the channel. We just watched Bargain Hunt for an hour and came out.
But yeah, you've got to. I think Colleen Rooney. Maybe the tables are turned, and she revealed it all via Twitter that Rebecca Vardy hacked off. So that's why, because otherwise, why is Wayne Rooney in court, basically? I think you've got to cross-examine Wayne Rooney. And we could get Jamie Vardy, we could get Jamie Vardy's impersonator. You know, in 2016, that lad who looked a bit like Jamie Vardy. He must, later in life, he'll be able to be a Wilfred Bramble impersonator. But like at the moment... His career is coming towards an end, unfortunately. Yeah. I think Jamie Vardy's got one season left in him before he breaks down. But, you know, we could get Jamie Vardy's double in and we can cross-examine him. And I think there's an alibi that gets Rebecca Vardy off. Again, not sexually, just like, you know, in legal terms. And I think there's loads of evidence everywhere in this courtroom. I think I've never been to court, but I'm assuming there's just evidence everywhere. And yeah. you can find one.
It's like one
piece.
Of those MTV shows where they go in with a black light, and there's just like there is evidence everywhere.
Yeah. It's come all over your son's bed.
Just semen everywhere. That's how dull court is.
Particularly concentrated around the judge's chair
and his chin.
And his chin.
So basically, imagine that. Imagine just going in for like mortgage fraud, and then like your barrister's like got a UV light, and he's just finding semen on the judge's chin.
Oh man, those lot—they're definitely at it all the time. Like, I mean,
oh gosh,
you know what I mean? They've got the chops. You know what I mean? They've been through that education system. They know how to kind of
judges
surreptitiously do that sort of thing.
Judges' wigs and barristers' wigs—they're just old bed sheets that are so wrinkled and crusted up with old semen. You just pop it on your head.
So one the piece that exonerates Rebecca Vardy, I think, would be a vital piece of information in Jamie Vardy's autobiography. So you got to scan read that, but it's within the evidence. There's lots of red herrings, but I think
you say scan read. It's you know,
just read.
The font's read. Pretty big, yeah. I'm
just
sure.
sit with a bottle of Skittles vodka and read it for 3.5 minutes, and then
yeah, it's mostly pictures.
There must be quite a subplot going on in real life, and we can replicate this in the panic room. What is happening to the relationship between Wayne Rooney and Jamie Vardy? Teammates, presumably they get on. What must they think of it? This is like the ultimate
mild embarrassment,
kind of rolling your eyes at each other as you're. Partners slug it out in very public arena.
That's right. Suze Kempner did a good video about that. They're just like sort of looking up bashfully at each other. And we could have that theatre in the trial, although this is for murder. So I don't know if the two, Wayne Rooney and Jamie Vardy, if Rebecca Vardy had hacked off Peter Andre's penis, I think Wayne Rooney would be looking at Jamie Vardy with a bit more sort of suspicion.
And not to be too disparaging of them, but I'm not sure really either of them know what's going on. I think they both think they're probably attending some kind of disciplinary hearing at the FA. Oh god, again, you know, I don't know how much they're actually listening, and that is it's nothing to do with their intelligence. They've just, you know, been put in a car, the car's arrived at court, they're in there again, you know. Oh, Jamie must have, well, you know, the sort of lines you're getting out are not kind of, you know, hot courtroom drama stuff from them pair anyway, you know.
Is Colin Mooney's space boot significant, or is that a red herring as well?
I think it can be in there. I think you could maybe you get your UV light out and shine on it and see if you can see any of Peter Andre's like dried blood on it or whatever.
Maybe she injured herself because when the member was detached, it wriggled across the floor and she was freaked out and she's tried to stamp on it like a mouse. She injured herself.
So yeah, and at the end of the the jury decide whether, you know, Vardy's innocent or guilty. She, you know, she walks away for life. Maybe even it's you know, we transport it to America and it's capital punishment. Maybe she gets an electric chair. You know, that could be, the stakes could be ramped up, or she could a long walk to freedom.
It's interesting you've gone in that direction, because initially when you said it, I thought community service, right? Mm. And if you don't get her off legally,
not sexually,
then you have to, you know, do some sort of litter picking around football land. Because again, if we can cut costs, then I think we should, rather than having to sort of build a kind of an electric chair and then a kind of cremation place. it's just extra expense that I don't think we should really commit ourselves to at this point.
None of the punters are actually playing Rebecca Vardy, are they?
It's an act. It's all completely safe. Yeah, it's safe.
Okay, that's fine then. That's
Rebecca Vardy impersonator.
Yeah, well then go for gold. Go for the full. Go for all the bells and whistles.
Yeah.
I wonder if some of the other mini games you could you know, one of them could be like, you've got to do your best impression of Jack Nicholson, you know, like, that would you can't be nice. Hear all the truth.
That would be lovely, you know yeah. I mean?
Like that, and other courtroom games, like you've got to recall the actual plot of To Kill a Mockingbird from school. Yeah.
12 Angry Men.
Yeah.
I guess for more people involved, you could be the jury. You know, ooh. If there's 12 of you who sign up to do this, you could actually be the jury looking through the evidence. You could still have the UV pen and see the semen on the judge's chin. and you could still dive into the vat to collect the evidence. It's just, instead of being the barrister, you can just be the jury with a few sort of artistic licenses provided, i.e. you can cross-examine Wayne Rooney for no reason at all. You know, you can do all of that. Or
Would you be disbarred from a jury if in real life... you had the UV glasses and at the end of the trial you admitted, I'm sorry, I wasn't really listening. I was looking at calm everywhere. You probably wouldn't. There would be a mistrial, wouldn't it?
It's like you get a letter for jury duty and you're like, oh, God, looking at calm all day again, am I? Gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you'd be found in contempt of court.
But then you'd clear your name by proving whose semen it was and they would be found in contempt of court.
That would be a great hero. Yeah. An absolute great sort of side plot.
Wouldn't it be quite good if to get Rebecca Vardy off, you have to
play
Jamie Vardy and try and get yourself as part of the prosecution in a kind of mirror of Agatha Christie's witness for the prosecution. Mm. And you try and get yourself and try and falsify evidence, and that's the kind of way to get out of to get her properly off,
yep.
And then it turns out that actually she did do it.
Wow,
and you feel terrible.
That would be great.
That's a great story though.
However it happens, I'm just thinking of the money here. You then go outside of the courtroom and give a statement to the press, but then you can buy that recording of yourself giving the statement in the gift shop.
Yeah, that's a great take home.
Yeah. That is a take
slash game. Digital download.
All right, a vote on this, the Rebecca Vardy escape room. After three, one, two, three.
Aye.
Thank you.
Very good.
Oh, he lives inside the grandstand. He wears the captain's armband. He's good at keeping up as he saves a little puppy. Captain Football Land.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I'm calling this, groundswell.
Groundswell?
Groundswell.
Wow.
Groundswell.
Yeah. And then underneath, I think there's like a kind of subtitle that says it's a game of rehydration and dehydration.
Nice.
Right.
That's great.
Groundswell. I think groundswell is a term that is used in the footballing sphere, right? It's not uncommon, but it's maybe not so common that it's one that Mark would kind of, point out. But it is a word, I think, that's probably used at least once in the context of a football article, maybe.
Mm.
And if not, it doesn't matter because this is a great game anyway, right?
Yep.
So hydration, it's very important in football, isn't it?
Of course it is. I mean, even in Qatar, we're probably going to have mid-game drinks breaks between, mid-half.
Even though it's very cold there in the winter in an air-conditioned stadium. But yes, hydration, you've got drinks breaks, you've got sports bottles, you've got electrolytes, right? Well, I want to sort of honour all of that in this game that I'm calling Groundswell. And basically, it's a very simple game. It's like a kind of real-world version of a Mario Brothers game. What are those called? Anthony,
platform game. Sort of a platform
games. There you are. So there we are.
I knew that as well.
Good. So you've basically got to get from one raised platform to another raised platform, right? And at the start, there's a series of drinks bottles, all different types, like the old school ones with a little pull-up lid, those ones now that sort of have a kind of weird, like you squeeze it and it's got a bit of it sort of shoots into your mouth horizontally.
Yeah.
It's got all of those, right? And you've got to choose, you can take as many as you want as you can fit on your body, and we sort of attach them to you maybe with like carabiners or Velcro, but they're all over your body. But the trick is not to go over the top. You've got to pick the right amount, because ultimately at the bottom of the first platform is like a dehydrated football ground.
Right.
It looks a bit like...
Like space food?
Kind of, yeah. It looks like an old sort of chamois leather.
Right.
Do you remember those like T-shirts you'd get in a block and you'd throw them in some water and it would kind of unfill? It's a bit like that, right? So you have to get across from one platform to the other by squirting some water from one of your drinks bottles onto the ground.
Mm.
But obviously, if you squirt it on and it expands up, when you get on it, if you're carrying too much water, it's going to start going down. So it's a game where you've got to really work out how much water you need, but not too much water, right?
Right.
So it's a game. You're constantly like, it's going up, it's going down. And you've got to get across from one platform to the other, and you've got to kind of get up on ledges and other things. You've got to avoid spinny things, right? So you've got to go down. So it's a constant sort of, that was maybe the wrong noise, but, kind of, and the ground comes up, you jump on that, and then you like make your way to the next ground. And I think, I'm not sure, but I think it could be like an around the grounds game.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
You've got to get to as many grounds as possible, or we could maybe give you like a fixture list.
Mm.
And you've got to get from like ground to ground by rehydrating these grounds and sometimes dehydrating them. So you jump onto one, you've hydrated, but the spinny thing starts coming around. You've got to squish the ground down, jump
up and
down.
So how do you squish that? Jump up and down and try and get that all that water out of there into the neighbouring sort of sand?
Or the neighbouring houses in the case of some grounds, like Anfield is right in the middle of a residential area.
Yeah, Kenilworth Road.
Mm-hmm. You could flood the local area of houses and not give a shit. Is there a plate spinning element to this? Do you have to keep touring all the grounds to keep them optimal? And it gets harder and harder.
It could do, but I think it's possibly going to be difficult enough. I mean, we all remember the sort of weather map from this morning. That was quite tricky to navigate as it was, and there wasn't sort of chamois leather-esque grounds littered all over the floor of it. Just keeping on that. I don't know what the kind of the stakes are other than falling off.
That's true. I mean, it's quite a, people are obsessed with visiting every one of the 92 league clubs, aren't they?
Exactly.
You know, people go and visit all of them. So even if it's just, can you do all 92 in a certain time limit, then,
yeah.
But how big are these things? Are they full size pitches? Or are they just, you know, small? Because it's another thing, you know, people love replica stadiums. If you could desiccate a giant life-size stadium into a small chamois leather, then we could sell them to people and just make them sign a disclaimer saying they're not going to put any water on it until they get at least a couple of miles away from the park. But we could sell everyone souvenir
Anfields.
Because
it expands to full size.
Exactly. We don't want that anywhere near us.
Just add a couple of drops of water and you've got a full-size St. James's Park.
Exactly right, and you know people would absolutely love that, but as long as it's not on our turf, yeah. I think there's something in this, Ryan. I think like the 92, the tour of the 92 clubs, because you could call it the tour of the 92 groundswell, the tour of the 92. I mean, that sounds like it could be almost like a Indiana Jones sort of title. Yeah.
Groundswell 92 would imply that you've got to see the first 91 to really get to grips with it.
Yeah.
Do you remember that game? Was it called, was it Nightmare? What was the, when there was like, it was on TV and there was
it's
like
just been revived. It's just come back.
That's sort of put a bucket on the head and somebody would go forward.
Left three. Yeah, left three.
Yeah.
Pick up the basket. Yeah. Love that.
It's a bit, bit Crystal Maze as well, isn't it?
Kind of, so yeah, bit, very similar, yeah.
It's a bit like that. So maybe you've got a pal who's sort of up in a gantry, sort of shouting down, you know, like, Brunton Park, Brunton Park. And then, like, you know, you leap to Brunton Park and you're like, oh, shit, so where am I, right? I'm Carlisle, okay. Where next? And then he's like, Blundell Park, Blundell Park.
You're
like,
well, Jesus.
I'm in Cleethorpes now. What's going on? Kids frequently need to go to the toilet, maybe more frequently than...
And the elderly.
Yeah, and the elderly. So maybe this could be a game for the young and the old. And we sort of do bring in a kind of a Thomas the Tank Engine sort of fat controller aspect. You know?
Yeah.
The train is a crucial part of the football.
Or we get a toddler to drive a minibus full of OAPs.
If we market it as an elderly person's toilet, then you know we haven't got any rides yet for the elderly. You know this.
No.
Forget children, just because I think the elderly need something too. And we've got a lot of children's rides, and the elderly always need the toilet. If we could,
they do.
Make
they never
it,
drink anything.
Yeah,
apart from tea.
Tea, and that's, which is a diuretic.
So there's an inbilt jeopardy in this. In
the elderly.
Old people fear water. They are not old enough to remember cholera, but it's almost been passed on genetically. It's in their
DNA,
it's in their makeup. They fear water. So there's a weird. Maybe we give them a teapot, and they've got to go around and sprinkle tea on all of the grounds to rehydrate.
That's a great idea. Yeah, and that saves the sort of disgustingness of just a urine-soaked...
Yeah, I wouldn't want to visit a pitch or play on a pitch that had been watered like that. Could there be an added jeopardy if there's desiccated old people buried inside the ground? They're still alive, but they're lying in the ground. So if you overwater them, then you get this army of semi-undead old people just rising from the pitch, chasing around.
Yeah, we could definitely add that for sure.
Yeah.
And it gives them something to do that I don't know why they're here, but they love a good coach trip to elderly people. And a lot of them get on coaches without knowing where they're going.
Do you want to go to Brunton Park?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Do you want to, are there toilets there? Yes, there are. There's lots of toilets there. Fill your boots.
It fills the day, doesn't it? That's all they're really bothered about is passing time.
Passing
Not
the
much
day.
Left.
No.
Yeah, but pass that time.
Okay, yeah, I'm well up for this. A giant, it could be a giant toilet or it could just be a giant tea depositor. Lovely.
It could be so many things. And the technology's there. It's an old technology.
Technology's there.
If you remember the
Sponges.
Yes, sponges. There were sponges. You'll fondly remember a sponge, but you might find more fondly remember. Do you remember they were called Shrinky Dinks? You got them in cereal packets, and you sort of
popped them in the oven.
And pop them in the oven and they shrink down and you'd have like a miniature book or something.
Yeah, that's right. And the other way around, at Hindus, you can always get a tiny penis that then you put water in and it grows to an enlarged number.
Exactly. So all we've got to do is
full size Peter Andre.
Yeah. Give that to the elderly.
All we've got to do is work out how to fit a stadium in an oven.
Mm.
So Mark, if you could have a little think about that.
Add that to the list, yeah.
Have a chat with Lee Anderson, the MP, because he recently made 1,000 meals for 30p each. So he must have had a giant oven.
Yeah.
So have a go at that, Mark. Chat with him.
Okay.
And you might be able to knock some money off because he's an expert at money saving.
Yeah, he's got it sorted. He's a ruddy hero, that man.
All right. All those in favour of Groundswell 92, not to be confused with the popular film series Groundswell 1 through 92. But the old people tea-based rehydration game, say aye after three. 3, 2, 1.
Aye.
Well done, Ryan. Congratulations. Oh, yes, yeah.
Okay, so I have got an idea for a hall of mirrors.
We
don't have a hall
we
of mirrors.
We do have the Cristiano Ronaldo Hall of Mirrors, where you can look like Cristiano Ronaldo.
Gives you abs.
Yeah, it's just really a normal mirror, though, Mark, with just some crinkly glass in your midriff area to make it look like you've got a six-pack.
Yeah.
So I'm sure your one's going to be better than this.
This is way better. That sounds a bit rubbish. I don't mean to disparage our own efforts, but...
It turned out that you just could see up your own nose anyway, so we scrapped it, I think. So, yes, we have no hall of mirrors, yes.
Well, this has got lots of technology involved, lots of data collection as well, which is good for business. So this is the hall of past/future mirrors. So it basically, if there needs to be a midpoint of age, let's say for argument, we can talk about this, but let's say for argument's sake, retirement age of a footballer is roughly, probably averages out about 35, would you say?
Maybe a tiny bit less.
Okay, so if you're 34 or older, when you go into the Hall of Past Future Mirrors, you get to see what you would have looked like on your debut as a footballer. Oh. It's rewinding your clock. And this will be more effective if you're 80. You know, you want to look like how you would have been a young, super fit person turning out for Preston North End or whatever. And if you are under that age and you go into the Hall of Mirrors, it forward projects what kind of pundit you are going to be when you retire.
This is clever. Yeah, very clever. Mm. So is it just a photo, or can you see visual? You know,
it's visual. It's I haven't quite got to grips with the science of it, but I'm working on it. It analyzes your. I mean, I believe you can tell a lot about someone's personality from the way they play football. I think that's widely accepted, isn't it? Selfish people will hog the ball. Team players will see the bigger picture. Extroverts will kind of bully their way into a game. Introverts will kind of be a bit more cerebral and whatever. It is a very revealing thing to play football. Your personality is clear in the way you approach the game. And I think this is a series of cameras and two-way mirrors that analyzes your physical attributes, your personality. I think you have to kind of talk to it. You have to move around in there. And it's applying these projections based on the information it's receiving.
Wow.
And in a way, I think it's more fascinating to see what kind of pundit younger people are going to grow up to be, because we have access to existing pundits and we know what they were like as players, and we know what they're like as pundits. Whereas if you're young, you've got that ahead of you. You are exhibiting, this is who I am. What am I going to be like? I think is a more exciting proposition. And I think that you'd want to be flattered by it, but it tells the truth. It can't lie. It's so I've analyzed kind of categories of pundits, and there's some you'd want to avoid. And feel free to chip in, because this is not an exhaustive list, but I think you've got your scamps, and I would put Jimmy Bullard and Robbie Savage in that. Clowns, and I don't mean this as a term of insult. I think, like Micah Richards, he just laughs at everything, and I think it's a breath of fresh air. Zero insight, but he's just he is a good, positive comic energy. I would be happy if I looked, I mean, I'm past the age of 34, but if I looked into a mirror as a young un, and yeah, you're going to be a clown when you retire and be a pundit, I'd be happy with that.
Aren't clowns sad?
They are sad, but Michael Richards is sad. There is a sadness in his eyes. There is that sadness.
His early promise was never fully delivered, really, was
and,
it?
And
was
a confusing aspect to clowns. A confusing aspect of why did he go to Fiorentina? I think there is a sadness there, Ryan.
Yeah.
What? I see Mark Lawrenson as the perfect clown. You know, he's not very good. It's a low rent circus. But I think he sees himself as a clown.
Really?
A talented clown.
He
tries jokes.
Deeply tragic.
Don't land.
I think you could simplify this whole sort of exhibition by, instead of projecting yourself forward or backwards, I think you could see yourself as how you would be in your current guise if you'd have played professional football. So if you're 17, you can look at yourself as if you're a professional footballer.
Yeah.
But you can put in a few different like calculations. You could choose like League Two, League One, like Championship, Premier League, Champions League, you know, top three in the world. And you can see various aspects of your life, which the AI could just transform you into.
But I don't think you should be able to choose that. I think it's telling you that.
But I think your personality can be changed as to how successful you are.
Absolutely, yeah. And that's what I'm interested in for this, because like Michael Owen's career trajectory is so bizarre and he's so strange as a pundit. I mean, I've put him in the category of straights initially. Straights as in like Alan Smith. Just there, do a job. But Michael Owen, I mean, he's never been as loved as he should have been at Liverpool because he doesn't feel like a member of that kind of team ethic.
I wonder if you can reduce the list into two. One we could call Bellends.
Yeah.
And the others we could call just about bearable Bellends. I'd say pundits and footballers are amongst some of the most unbearable people.
Yeah, this is great
in the world.
A great simplification, I'd say. Yeah,
and quite often those kind of like binary sort of things, you know, help people make choices. They go, "Oh, you're a bellend. Oh, you're a bearable bellend." You know what I mean? Like people can very easily. There are obviously nuances within the bellendery scale.
So can I fire some names at you and you tell me which camp they're in?
100%.
Yeah. Graham Souness.
Bellend.
Bellend.
David Ginola.
Bearable
Bellend, yeah.
Thierry Henry.
Bearable.
Bellend.
Jamie Carragher.
Bearable.
Now, I had a category called bizarre in that I don't understand how these people get work. But So Andy Townsend.
Bearable.
Blimey.
Very good, in fact. Really good.
Really?
Very good pundit. Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Lee
Very
Dixon.
Good co-commentator. Bearable. Who? Lee Dixon.
This is shocking to me. Stephen
Ellen.
Warnock.
Bearable.
Oh, my word. See, those three, they didn't do great things as players, really, given the players they played with. And I don't think they offer any great insight. I'm staggered constantly that they're still in work. But you've just proved me wrong.
Basically, what we've got now is you go into a hall of mirrors and it just flashes up to tell you whether you're bellend or not. You don't need anything. It's just a word comes up, bellend or bearable. And I think that's all you need. That's it. Well
that
done,
That could
Mark.
Be one of the most useful things. I imagine that as an app. Like, that could be one, you know, it just listens into you for a bit. It looks at your face. It looks at what websites you're looking at, and then you click the button, and it just
Done.
Goes bellend.
It's not even tub thumping about it. It's not going to glorify it. Just bellend, and the next
it just comes up with bellend.
Yeah, I don't know why I put in all the effort. That's a far better idea.
This could be one of the greatest sort of know, gifts to mankind ever.
The Bellend box.
Okay, yeah. Let's have a vote on the Bellend box then.
All those in favour of the Bellend box, after three, say aye. 3, 2, 1, aye.
Aye. Congratulations, yeah. Mark. Yeah,
well done.
Jingles. Jingles. Jingles la. Yeah, jingles for Football Land. Send us your jingles for Football Land. Send them to our Twitter account. Send them via the Patreon. Email us. Turn up at our door with a big package of jingles. Jingles la. Jingles for Football Land.
And that is that three more rides inaugurated into Football Land. Lads, let's all get together next week and start building this bloody thing. Let's go to Doha. Come on, lads. Let's get to Doha and let's build this fucker.
Yeah, come on.
You stay in Doha. I'm leaving Saudi Arabia. Ryan, I'll pick up your stuff on the way through at the carousel that should still be rolling, and I will see you. So don't bring any clothes.
I've just
Ryan,
made
don't
a
bring
note.
Any clothes at all. You don't need them.
Don't leave Doha.
Let me drop immigration a line.
Okay. All right, lads. And join our Patreon, patreon.com/footballland, and pitch us ride ideas. And we'll see you next time on Football Land.
Bye. Bye-bye. 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 Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.